announce the biggest of all game, public enemies who try to destroy our America. $5,000 reward for the capture of the Green Hornet, dead or alive. It was Britt Reed, the young publisher of the Daily Sentinel, who offered this fabulous sum. Britt Reed's father retired and left the city after turning the active management of his newspaper, the Daily Sentinel, over to Britt, hoping that responsibility would control the playboy activities of his son. There were times when Gunnigan, the city editor, and others of the competent staff thought that Britt would develop into a publisher like his father. But there were other times when they feared that the young clubman would never abandon his happy-go-lucky love of nightlife. Just one individual knew the truth about Britt Reed. Cato, his Filipino valet, knew that under his playboy exterior, Britt often risked his life, that criminals of every description might feel the weight of the law by the sting of the Green Hornet. Cato knew that Britt Reed was the Green Hornet, who, though innocent of major crime, was wanted by both police and underworld. Wanted, dead or alive. Ride with Britt Reed in the thrilling adventure, Bullets and Bluff. The Green Hornet strikes again. The election campaign had been one of the bitterest in the city's history.
My opponent is a crook, in league with crooks. A schemer conniving to turn criminals out of our jails to prey on the taxpayer. He points to his record as a member of the parole board. Well, I'll give you the truth about that record. The truth that will show what Lucas really is. Listen to these facts. Listen to them.
John Holland, the incumbent, had conducted a mudslinging campaign that reeked of libelous charges. But the real fireworks had been promised for a radio talk on the eve of the election. A man named Mitchell was to speak. Mitchell and a friend approached the hotel elevator.
10th floor, Mr. Mitchell?
Yes. How long will it take you to dress, Mitchell?
Call for me in half an hour, Jerry.
All right. That'll give me time to dress. You're not scared, are you?
Because of those threats from the Green Hornet? Don't make me laugh.
You're still going to throw the book at Lucas.
You bet I am. Down to my door with me, Jerry. I'll tell you something.
Why?
Tell you what I'm doing. I'm telling the world that I've had a warning from the Green Hornet.
Yeah?
And I'm making it look as if the Hornet's tied hand in glove with Lucas. That'll bear out the statements Holland's made that Lucas is in cahoots with the criminals.
Not bad.
And I'm not stopping there. I'm passing the warning letter and the Hornet's seal in lieu of a signature over to the newspapers for publication tomorrow morning.
Good stuff.
You don't catch me backing down.
You won't, if you know what's good for you.
I know.
If Holland's defeated, some of us will be out of jobs. But you, well, Mitchell, you know what.
Sure, I know. You better go onto your floor and get into the black tie. Got to go to Holland's party after the broadcast.
See you later. Half an hour?
Yeah. Wonder who turned the lights on.
I did.
Well, who?
Lock the door, Mitchell.
The Green Hornet.
Lock it.
How did you get in here?
That's not difficult in a hotel with fire escapes and old-fashioned locks. You got my warning, didn't you, Mitchell?
Yes.
But you haven't canceled your broadcast.
No. No, I haven't. I can't cancel. I must go on.
Well, you're not going to broadcast. You're not going to leave your room.
I tell you...
Look here, Mitchell. You used to be a pretty good guy. Why are you backing a crook like Holland?
You're a fine one to complain about anyone backing a crook.
You and I both know that Lucas is on the level. You used to throw your influence behind men like Lucas. What changed you? Why are you helping Holland spread a lot of lies about Lucas? What's Holland got on you?
Who said he had anything on...
It's pretty obvious, Mitchell.
But I don't get it. The Green Hornet's the biggest crook that ever ran loose. Yet you talk...
Never mind that. What's Holland got on you?
What's the difference? Listen, I've got to broadcast. I'll pay you if that's what you want.
Your money doesn't...
But I've got to do it. Look, I'll level with you. I got mixed up in some deals and Holland found out. He's got enough on me to send me to the big house for the rest of my life. That's why I backed him. It was that or Alcatraz. If I don't appear at that broadcast, he'll use it. I'd sooner be dead.
And so to save your own neck, you're going on the air and tell a pack of outlandish lies about John Lucas. You're going to tell things that he'll have no time to refute. The old game of the last minute speech before election. You'll keep an honest man out of office and let a rat like Holland stay in. No, Mitchell, that's off.
The phone.
Answer it, Mitchell. And be careful what you say.
Hello?
Mitchell, this is Holland.
Yes, Holland.
Are you set for the speech?
Holland, I can't make it.
What? You'll make it or else. I'll have no excuses.
But I can't.
You make that speech or you'll get the works. I mean the complete works.
Mitchell, the Green Hornet's here.
Why, you? Give me that phone.
No, I'll
show you. You fool. I should have hurt you.
I'll get you.
Give me that gun. Give it to me.
No.
Oh, you fool. Mitchell.
Put it over on you, Hornet.
You shot yourself.
Tried to get you.
Mitchell, a doctor can't help you.
What's the difference? If I hadn't got it this way, Holland would have got me.
The Green Hornet saw that Mitchell was dead. He knew the seconds counted. He stepped quickly to the corridor, then hurried to the stairs. As he dashed up one flight after another, he tore off the mask that concealed his identity, then left the stairwell two floors above the Mitchell suite. It was Britt Reed, millionaire playboy and publisher, who strolled nonchalantly to the elevator and pressed the button.
Down.
Take me to the grill, please.
Know that you got in your tuxedo.
Well, at least I can relax over my dinner, actually. I'll not be so pressed for time.
It was a slick idea of renting a room at the hotel so you wouldn't have to go all the way to the apartment to change.
Haven't our steaks come yet?
I told the waiter to take his time. I figured you'd be longer than yours.
Oh, well, there's no hurry now.
By golly, I wish I was going to the party Mr. Lucas is having.
It won't be much of a party. Just a few friends to keep up his courage in the night before election.
What do you think of his chances?
Well, it all depends upon whether or not the public believes the lies that Holland's told.
Yeah. I expect there'll be a flock more lies told when Mitchell talks tonight.
Mitchell?
Sure, you know, that loud blabbing galoo from the Clarion newspaper.
Oh, yes.
Oh, hey, look. There's me friend, Sergeant Doyle. He works with Burke. What's he doing in a swank-eating place like this?
Seems to be looking for someone. Well,
maybe it's me. By golly, Reed, it is me. He's coming over here.
I wonder if something's happened.
He always does his best to give me an inside track on a big story. Hello there, Sarge. How's tricks?
Hello, Michael. Good evening, Mr. Reed.
Hello, Doyle.
Actually, I got something for you. Something hot.
Yeah? What is it?
Mitchell's been bumped off.
Mitchell?
I said it was to speak tonight. He was murdered in his room.
Murdered?
Yeah. And we've got evidence that points to the Green Hornet.
Look, the registry! That's Bob Green Hornet, killed broadcaster.
Here you are, lady.
Read all about it.
Here you are, sir.
Let the light be placed.
Murder kill. One more murder charged against the Green Hornet.
It's too bad, Mr. Britt.
And no way to prove that Mitchell turned the gun on himself when he couldn't use it on me. Cato, I'm afraid the Hornet's affair with Mitchell is going to cost Lucas a lot of votes. The Sentinel will have to fight hard tomorrow to put Lucas across.
Hello?
relations going, Gunnigan?
I don't know whether our strong publicity can put Lucas over, Mr. Reed.
Well, Lucas should have gone over with a landslide.
I know, but some people will think that the Green Hornet is tied up with Lucas.
Will people believe that in spite of all we printed today?
A lot of them will. Reed, I've been a city editor for a long time, and I've seen a lot of elections.
You sure have, Gunnigan.
And I've heard things said in some hot campaigns. Most of them are forgotten when the election's over. And in this case, Lucas should bring charges against Holland. And if he doesn't, he's nuts.
The Daily Sentinel had done its best to discount the effect of the Green Hornet's connection with Mitchell's death. But it was obvious that the affair had cost Lucas a lot of votes. Instead of a landslide, the election was a nip-and-tuck affair, with first one, then the other candidate taking the lead. Then it was over, and the election final hit the streets.
Stop the left street! Press for election! Next street! Final return!
Here you are, sir!
Lucas wins! Read all about it!
Here you are, lady!
Holland machine beaten! Stop the left street! Press for...
It was the next day in the office of Britt Reed's secretary, Lenore Case. Axford had just entered.
Oh, Axford, you just had a phone call. Your pal Doyle.
From the cops headquarters?
How many Doyles do you know?
And what's he want?
Did you ask him to check up on the parolees who were around town?
Yeah. There was so much hullabaloo about Lucas being crooked whilst he was on the parole board.
Mr. Reed told you those charges weren't true.
Well, all the same, I thought he'd do some checking up. I asked Doyle to help me.
Well, he's reported on a man named Malloy. Fingers Malloy.
Oh, that little runt. He's a safecracker.
Well, Fingers is living in Swank at the downtown hotel.
No, is he?
Just in case you want to do anything about it.
That I do. I'm on my way. Maybe Holland was right after all.
Michael, listen to me.
Well?
So the Daily Sentinel backed John Lucas.
Sure, I know, but...
You think you'd be smart to try and make a case against him?
Listen, Casey. Ridley's on the level. I know that, lad. And I'm here to tell you that if he found that Lucas was crooked, he'd be the first one to publish the fact and spike him back in his campaign. If he comes in, tell him I'm on the way to interview Fingers Malloy.
Listen, you lug. Mr. Reed's in his office right now.
Then tell him anyhow. Tell him, baby, when I get back, I'll have the lowdown on John Lucas.
Really? Oh, golly, I didn't see you coming, mister. I guess...
I thought you were holding the door open.
No. Well, I'm down the way.
Well, I guess he didn't know you, Mr. Lucas.
Perhaps not. Who is he, Miss Case?
Michael Axford.
Reporter?
Well, sort of. You see, when Mr. Reed's father left the city, he hired Axford as a sort of, well, bodyguard.
Oh.
He was formerly a detective.
I see.
And Mr. Reed keeps the big fella busy running down news at police headquarters. Oh, I'll tell Mr. Reed you're here.
Yes?
Mr. Lucas is here.
I'll be right out.
He'll be right out. I'd like to congratulate you, Mr. Lucas.
Thanks, Miss Case.
We were all very happy to see you shellack the Holland machine.
I'm not sure that I have.
Hello, Lucas. Come on inside.
All right. I wanted you to be the first to know what happened when I called on Holland.
You saw him?
Yes, my attorney and I just left him. Brett, he's going to keep fighting.
I hope you'll fight back. Well, sit down there.
Thanks. Brett. Holland has built up a strong machine, and he's going to do his best to keep it. He's given me 24 hours to step out. Proceedings if he didn't retract those charges within 24 hours. Holland heard us through, and he leaned forward in his chair and said,
I've listened to you. Now it's your turn to listen to me. I expected this call from you, Lucas.
Well?
Let's go over the charges I made. Take this first one. Accusing you of collecting payoffs from the men you paroled when you were on the board.
That's a direct lie.
Is it? Well, if you start anything, I'll back my statements with proof. Number two. I said that you'd paid a blackmailer $5,000 to get certain photographs.
That's not true.
I can back that with proof.
It's not true. There can't be proof.
You think I'm bluffing? Well, I'm not. Proof of every statement is in my safe at home. You come here with a 24-hour ultimatum for me. That's a laugh. If this is no laugh, I'll give you 24 hours to resign from your newly elected post. 24 hours, Lucas, then I'll give my evidence to the newspaper.
I don't know what he has in his safe, Britt. He obviously has some sort of trumped-up evidence that would sound convincing.
Well, read this, Lucas. It's a statement from Holland.
Huh?
He says that he will forward sworn affidavits, photostatic evidence, and other proof of his statements to all newspapers if you haven't resigned by tomorrow noon.
Brett, what should be done? Can a crooked machine discredit an honest man?
It's been done, Lucas. I know what my dad would tell you to do.
Step out?
Not on your life. He'd tell you that you had the backing of the Daily Sentinel because you were a fighter. He'd say, fight to the finish. And we'll stick with you. John Lucas left Britt Reed's office with the promise of backing by the Daily Sentinel if he would fight Holland to a finish. When Miss Case entered an hour later, she found Britt deep in thought.
These letters are ready for signing, Mr. Reed.
Miss Case? I wonder if we've made a mistake.
A mistake?
I gave Lucas a promise.
That you'd stick with him?
Yes.
Well, I hope you've made no mistake.
There's doubt in your voice.
I didn't have a chance to tell you where Axford went.
Where?
Well, he thinks he has a line on one of the men that got a parole through Mr. Lucas. A man called Fingers Malloy.
Hey, Lee!
Uh-oh.
Lee, I got something for you.
You've been hobnobbing with Fingers Malloy, eh?
That I have. By golly, and he's up to something.
Yeah?
I suspected something was funny when I found out that he was living in a high-priced joint like the downtown hotel. He couldn't live there on what he got honest.
Where is his money coming from?
That's what I was wondering. It would look mighty bad for your friend Lucas if it came out that the guy he let go free from the hoosegow was back into crime.
Well, did you talk to Malloy?
You bet I did. The little lug was trying to keep me out of his place. He thought I was still on the cops. I tell you, Reed, Fingers is back in the racket again. He's planning something. If he's caught, he'll go back into the hoosegow for violating his parole. And it'll look bad for John Lucas, won't it, though?
Yes, Axford. It might look bad for Lucas. Very bad.
Britt Reed owned the fashionable apartment building in which he lived, and Michael Axford made his home with the young publisher. He had just finished dinner, cooked and served by Cato.
Well, I got to be going. Oh, my golly. And that full of Cato's cooking, I can hardly move.
Police headquarters again, see me?
Yeah. You ought to go along with me sometime, Reed. The cops could tell you lots of things about the Green Hornet.
Your hat, Mr. Axford?
Oh, thanks, Cato. I'll see you, Reed.
I'll probably be in bed when you come in.
Good night, then.
Good night. Cato, we're moving out.
Stepping through a secret panel in the rear of a closet in the bedroom, Britt Reed and Cato went along a narrow passageway built within the walls of the apartment itself. This led to an adjoining building which fronted on a dark side street. Though supposedly abandoned, this building served as a hiding place for the sleek, super-powered Black Beauty, streamlined car of the Green Hornet. Britt Reed pressed a button. The great car roared into life. A section of the wall in front raised automatically, then closed as the gleaming Black Beauty sped into the darkness. That ran past the rear of Holland's home.
The library is dark, Mr. Britt.
I have a flashlight, Cato. I'm going to try to get into Holland's safe. If I can't do that, perhaps I can find something else. Files or something of that sort that can be used to help Lucas. You stay with the car. The Green Hornet made no sound as he forced a latch on the French doors, then pushed past heavy drapes into the library. A pencil point of light from his flash fell on the safe in one corner. He crossed before it. His gloved hand reached for the handle when he heard footsteps. His light went out. He hurried to the French door and stepped behind the drapes as Holland clicked on the lights. A small man was with Holland.
Are you sure no one followed you here, Malloy?
There was a couple of cops on my trail when I left the hotel, but I shook them off before I came here.
The police keep close tabs on paroled men.
Where's Mr. Lucas? Ain't he here?
He won't be here.
Oh, that's too bad. I hoped I'd see him so that I could thank him for trying to get me a better job. It was sure swell of him to send me cash to come here from Middleport, get me a hotel room and everything. Are you the one that's to tell me what my new job is?
Yes, I'll give you all the details. Stay in my safe over there. Help yourself.
I've given up opening safes. I promised Mr. Lucas I wouldn't touch it.
This is all right. That one's unlocked. Just turn the handle and open the door.
Oh, all right, then.
Just help yourself to your instructions while I make a phone call. That's it. Open the door wide.
Hey, the safe is empty. There's nothing here.
Stand back and keep your mouth shut.
I've got him.
Keep your mouth shut, Fingers, or I'll let you have it.
What do you want?
Hello, police headquarters. This is J.B. Holland.
Holland?
I've been robbed. Come over in a hurry.
You Holland?
That's right, Malloy. J.B. Holland.
You made me think your name was Brown. You ain't no friend of Lucas. You're the heel that spilled all them dirty lies about him.
Yes, that's it, Fingers. And I had proof of everything in my safe. Lucas sent you to steal the proof.
You dirty scheming rat.
Listen to me, Puck. The cops will be here in about 2 minutes. They'll find your fingerprints in the handle of that safe. You'll go back to jail for the rest of your life.
I'll tell them the truth. I'll tell them just what you've done.
You think they'll believe you? Don't make me laugh. The record shows that a man named Lucas wired you the dough to come from Middleport. A guy named Lucas phoned to reserve a hotel room for you. Shut up and listen to me. I can shoot you. Kill you. The police would say I'd done the right thing. I ain't giving you a chance to get clear. You've got about a minute to get away. Make the most of it.
Yeah, then you'll be able to stick to your lies that you had proof of the things you said about Lucas. You'll say he sent me to steal the proof.
Are you going or not?
I'll stay and tell the cops the truth.
You stay and you won't tell anyone anything. I'll plug you and you'll be through talking.
Even if the cops find me dead, it'll spike your story about me making an awful lot of proof against Lucas.
Like fun it will. I'll say you had a pal with you. I shot you, but he escaped.
Oh, you dirty rat. You dirty scheming rat.
Happy Fingers. Are you going to take it on the lam or take it between the eyes?
Neither one.
Hey, who?
Green Hornet.
Drop the gun, Holland.
He's a killer.
Drop it. Let me out of here.
I'm leaving.
Pick up the gun, Fingers, and hand it to me. Be careful how you handle it, though.
But I tell you, he's a killer.
Hurry. I have a lot to do before the police come.
Yeah. Here you are.
Holland? You know what happened to Mitchell.
You killed him.
Do you know what's going to happen to you?
No. Don't shoot me. Don't kill me. Please don't do that.
Why not? What good are you to anyone? You fixed the setup very neat. Malloy's prints on the safe and everything. The cops find you shot with your own gun and they blame Fingers.
Oh, not for murder on top of everything else.
What do you want? I'll give you anything. Name the price, but don't kill me.
Here. Sign this paper, Holland. That's all you have to do.
Paper?
It's the retraction of what Lucas wanted from you. A complete retraction of everything you said during the campaign.
That will ruin me.
What in thunder do you think this gun will do to you? You have about 5 seconds left.
Hassan, give it to me.
Hurry. Malloy, you'd better wipe your prints off that safe. Make it fast. The police are near.
It won't take more than 2 seconds.
What about that signature, Holland?
I've served it.
Hey, the cops are in front of the house.
Get this, Holland. If you don't stick to that retraction, I'll be back. Get it?
Yes.
I'll be back. Just remember Mitchell.
The cops are at the door. They'll bust in a minute. They'll let themselves in. They'll get us.
Shut up. Holland, you're going to sleep. When you wake up, tell the police whatever you want, but keep me out of it. Is that clear?
Yes, sir. Wait. Don't shoot me. No.
We gotta get out of here.
Take it, Holland. Gas to make you sleep.
Hey, what did you do to him?
A special gas in this gun. Come on, Fingers, out this way.
Follow me.
are you trying to do, knock the door down?
Please listen, I got news.
What's the idea of waking me up in the middle of the night? If you got news, take it to the office.
What suffering's name? This you got to hear. I already took it to the office, and it's an 8-banner head on page 1. Holland has signed a complete retraction of all he said about your friend Lucas.
I didn't know that Holland kept office hours all night.
He don't. It was in his home. The guy must be nuts or something. He called the cops twice I was there and said something about robbers.
Robbers?
I was with the lads when they went to the house. We found Holland out cold on the floor and a retraction signed on his desk.
Holland cold? What do you mean?
Well, it was just like he'd been gassed by that stuff the Green Hornet used.
Was the Hornet involved?
I don't know, Reed. If he was, Holland wouldn't admit it. He wouldn't admit nothing. He just told the cops he signed the retraction and that's all there was to it.
What made him pass out?
Well, he just fainted, I guess.
Well, as long as you got the story.
Oh, golly. There's just one thing I'm regretting.
What's that, Axman?
It's a good story as it is. But if only the Green Harness had been mixed up in it, then, by golly, it would have had everything.
Copyrighted feature of the Green Hornet Incorporated.